Huma Qureshi's latest release, Partition 1947, which was also released as Viceroy's House, has been banned in Pakistan. The film was rejected by Pakistan for being anti-Pakistan, reason being that the political narrative of the film contradicts the national narrative of Pakistan. Filmmaker and choreographer Farah Khan took a hilarious dig at Chunky Pandey by posting a comment on his daughter's social media photo. Farah Khan says that she cannot believe Ananya is Chunky Pandey's daughter and demands a DNA test for proof. Meanwhile, Ananya will soon make her debut at Le Bal. Suzanne Khan's alleged closeness with Arjun Rampal was said to be one reason why her marriage with Hrithik Roshan ended. But the star wife went out of her way and liked Once Upon a Time friend Arjun Rampal's upcoming movie Daddy's poster on social media. With neither of them following each other on social media, we wonder if this is the first step towards patching up. Isha Deol is all geared up for her traditional baby shower, and interestingly, it will involve her tying the knot again. Isha and her husband Bharat Tatkani, who are expecting their first child, will tie the knot again for Isha's baby shower ceremony. But this time around, there will be 3 feras instead of 7. Manish Malhotra is bringing filmmaker Abhishek Varman back as a director with a film titled Shiddat. The film will reunite the cute on-screen couple Alia Bhatt and Varun Dhawan. The film will also see the return of Gumrah duo Sanjay Dutt and Sridevi after 25 years. It is a period film set during partition between 1945 and 1947. Bill Cosby has hired Michael Jackson's former lawyer to represent him at his November retrial on sexual assault charges in Pennsylvania. The 80-year-old comedian is bringing in Tom Mesereau to lead a retooled defense team. Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale are making room for baby number 2. The Neighbours star confirmed the exciting news in a recent interview. The couple already have a son named Rocco Robin, who was born in February in 2016. Backstreet Boys got their first hit country song this year on collaboration with country duo Florida Georgia. And the two will be collaborating again. The country pop artist mashup will feature collaborations on Backstreet Boys songs, including I Want It That Way and As Long As You Love Me.
We thank these guys for, you know, helping us and opening that door for us. It's something I think that, you know, for us, we're all about. Music for us in this group here is very diverse. We came from listening to everything from rock, rap, Latin music, country music, pop music, gospel. And R&B music. So for us to do this collaboration together felt very natural.
Pop legend Bonnie Tyler has assured the world of her bona fide star status by performing her hit song on board a cruise ship during the actual eclipse. Meanwhile, the song Total Eclipse of the Heart has reached the number one spot, leaving behind Justin Bieber's Despacito. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.